7:18 in the morning, 20 degrees, Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the Morning. What's that high for today there, Mandy?
Our high is going to be a high of 33 degrees. Not so bad.
33 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to call these guys because I'm just so curious to hear about how it went. Now, we all week last week, we're kind of preparing this. We had you submit your photo, a little bit about you, on the Valentine's at First Sight page, Y94.com, because we wanted to set somebody up for a blind date on Valentine's Day. You know, two people that we thought would make for a good match and didn't have anything going on Valentine's Day and were up for an adventure. And then so we narrowed it down, put a couple of couples online at Y94.com for you to pick your favorite. And by a landslide, obviously, it was clear who you wanted to see on the date.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
John and Casey, they didn't just kind of win this thing. They obliterated the other couples. I mean, you really wanted to see how this turned out because they were such a darn good match.
Right.
So they went out to Rustica last night. They had themselves a Valentine's date. We got to see how it went. Should we start with John, do you think?
That's always nice, yeah.
See what, usually it's ladies first. We'll let John see how it went.
Hello?
Hey, John, it's Zero and Mandy. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're all right, but just yes or no, did you enjoy your date yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, that's... Because you liked her, let's conference her in, but we won't tell her that you're on the phone right away, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what she thinks of you.
Oh, jeez.
This could get really awkward, I'm not going to lie to you. It kind of depends.
Okay.
So you have to be kind of quiet here for the first little bit. And she doesn't answer and it's really awkward.
Yeah.
That tells us how that date. Hey, Casey. Hello. It's Zero and Mandy.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. So we haven't called John yet, but we want to hear kind of your point of view on it. Did you think you had a good date? You want to see him again? All the juicy stuff.
Okay.
So did you enjoy it?
Yeah. No, it was a really good time. He's very nice.
Good.
Did you think he was dreamy?
Sure.
Did he live up to everything you stalked on Facebook?
Yes. I didn't really stalk that much on Facebook.
Great.
Oh, stop. So much pressure.
What all did you guys talk about?
I don't know. A lot of stuff. What we like, what we don't like. How picky of an eater I am.
Oh.
Are you a pretty picky eater?
I am.
Did you notice Mandy was there or did you not even see her, by the way?
No, I had no idea. I didn't even know until I got home and someone showed me the picture that you guys had posted.
I'm sorry that I had to be such a creep about it. I just didn't want to interrupt anything. So
that was so sneaky.
Surprise.
So, I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, I mean, because this was a blind date on Valentine's Day, you never met before, there was no telling how this was going to go. Do you think you would be interested in like hanging out again? Did you guys talk about that at all?
Yeah, we did. I definitely would.
You're not just saying that because you're on the radio. You'd really like to see him again.
Yeah.
All right, John, you want to ask her out then?
Oh, my God.
Another surprise.
Yes. She'll be on the phone.
Oh, Lordy.
John have already mentioned hanging out again at some point. I'm going to be gone all week, though, but yeah.
Wait, did you guys exchange phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There we go. So you guys had already established you were hanging out again then.
Kinda, I don't know. Did we?
Well, you know, obviously, I mean, as this flourishes or falls into disaster, I mean, yeah. We want to kind of hear how it goes and certainly keep us up to date on your blossoming love and let us know how things progress, guys.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You're not like in the same room right now or anything, are you?
No.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
No. Zero.
I was like, I hope they followed the rules. Well, guys, congratulations, and certainly, I mean, if you break up or you get engaged, I mean, we'd like to hear about it.
Sounds good.
All right, bye, guys.
We're so weird.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good morning.
So, congratulations, Morning Playhouse family. You made a match. You made a
yes,
love connection.
Did.
Complete strangers that have nothing more in common than the morning show they listen to. That's all they had in common, or at least they thought. Then you matched them together.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're going to at least go out again. So,
I was
way to go.
Better than I expected. I'm so glad that, We've got it, Zero. We could make love happen.
I will tell you, there's not often on this program that I'm like, oh, look at that. What a tender romantic moment. A relationship begins. Usually we see the
breakup
end.
Or the awkwardness or something.
I mean, we might talk to them again in 6 months and it'll be a different story. But for now, it's very positive.
Right.
And a couple of minutes here on the show, the number one accidental thing that leads to people breaking up. There's an accident that happens that makes people end their relationship. Mm. Talk about that in a second.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I like it.
Oh, crazy.
Y94.